coming up next here on your favorite radio station. It's time for hour one of the Saturday special with your host, Michael Zwirling.
Dave Michaels.
Good morning, MZ.
Dave Michaels, how are you doing, be honest?
I am doing just fine, MZ. How about yourself? How are you?
I am so excited.
Wow.
We've been doing this Saturday special for as long as I've had the station, which is about 35 years and 2 months or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, we've really outdone ourselves.
All right.
It really is going to be a Saturday special.
Wow.
Do you know why?
No, I have no idea.
You have a clue. I've shared with you.
Yes, you have.
Okay, I'm putting you on the spot. I know I am.
Well, it's a topic that's going to be very popular with almost everybody out there in the audience. I think they are going to love it, MZ.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the deal.
Okay.
I cut the cable a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the TV, you know, cable TV.
Yeah,
cable,
yeah.
Right? I didn't cut the internet part of it, okay? So I still get internet, and I am fed hours and hours and hours. I hate to admit this, but I'm fed hours and hours and hours and hours of YouTube videos every day because it knows what I'm interested in.
Is it dancing cats?
Because of algorithms and stuff.
Oh.
That's always good,
yes.
Dancing cats. But no, it knows what I want. And I have discovered, well, last week we had Wilson Leung on, who is a real estate, Bay Area real estate information entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And we had him on for an hour, for the first hour of the Saturday special. And we talked about Bay Area real estate trends and so forth. Well, there's somebody else. His name is Ramin. And this is so unprofessional, Ramin. I got your last name, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
You're in the film, so it's like Kodak Ektiar. Ektiar. The old Kodak film.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, okay. So I should write that down. Maybe Amy's become a pro. Amy's become a pro.
But so I don't speak Farsi, so I don't know how to.
T-E-E-R. Okay. I'm always getting egg on my face on the radio, and that's part of the appeal of this show and this station.
Uh-huh.
People love to watch me get egg on, hear me get egg on my face. So, okay, Ramin. Ramin. Amy and I, I've become Asian.
Okay.
I'm an honorary Asian, thanks to Amy, because we both like to eat Asian food.
Okay.
And is ramen a ramen?
Ramen would be the noodle, right?
Yeah, the noodle.
Ramen noodle, Japanese noodle.
Is that's ramen. Japanese, it's not
no,
Chinese.
That's
but that's the, I was, when I first saw his name,
yeah.
You know, this amazing YouTuber who is quite honestly, and it sounds like I'm blowing smoke, but I'm not, this man is my hero. Because he does what nobody else is doing, what needs to be done. He is like the veritable what's that word, investigative reporter.
Yes, right. Yes, that's
there's
right,
no
yeah.
such thing as investigative reporters
more,
anymore.
Yeah, used to be.
But
those.
we've got the best one that probably ever lived right here.
I appreciate
now,
that.
Now, I don't care if you get a big head with all my compliments and can't get through the door afterwards.
It's
because
true. We are so impressed, really.
Thank you.
Also, you cut in those, you know, videos, put them together.
Your video, I mean,
good,
you must have a video staff, a staff of videographers
You're
and editors.
You're looking at him right now, right? This is just me.
I don't
that's
believe
you.
That.
Wow. I saw that you
have a
production team, you know. That's
I
what
wish.
I say.
No,
wow.
Me.
Unbelievable. You know, before I think I was the last week I said I have something else to do in the Green Valley. I'm not coming. Then I look at your videos. I had to go. I want to meet you guys.
Because yeah, Amy so was impressed. Not going to be here today. Yeah.
Oh, really?
She was going to be in Green Valley, Fairfield.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And she was where she has a lot of work to do,
yeah.
And that she can't do here because I haven't provided her with a suitable office
computer. Oh, no, your computer
really?
Too old, so it doesn't work though.
Okay,
well,
let's not have a fight about
okay,
that.
That's
okay, you don't like my internet service either.
Oh, is it slow?
No, it's special. It's Wi-Fi different. It's not the big company. It's a small company Wi-Fi because over there, I don't know. Right now, I think they do have the big the tower
okay.
next to you, very close. Yeah,
we'll find out. Yeah. But in any case,
so you show me the video. I'm watching the. I just are very impressed. I just say, wow, you know, that's.
And
like
Amy isn't impressed by anything or anyone. That's what's so amazing.
No, I come into this country. I'm very interested in the, you know, those free speech. So those investigator reporter.
You know, 60 minutes, right?
I used to watching all those. But then now the Main Street, they don't do that anymore, you know. They all become a propaganda. So it's right. There's no truth. You can't find anything.
Right?
Yeah, I'm so glad that you come out and, you know, talk about those things.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I'm just going to... I'm just going to start playing just a random thing.
Okay.
You've done hundreds of videos.
I committed to doing mortgage stuff. I'm a mortgage guy. I work for Loan Depot. And I was doing like how to save money, how to do rates and stuff like that. So November, I think it was right before Thanksgiving, I got my water bill, $335 or something like that. It's just me and Norika in the house. It's all just two of us. And so it drove me nuts. And then I got my electric bill next. I got 27 panels on my roof, $1,800 true-up bill. What the hell are you talking about? So I started digging into why these things are happening, and one by one, I started figuring out California is taking us for a ride one at a time, and they keep getting into our pockets. So I committed to, right before Thanksgiving, one video a day, and I think I told you I've missed 7 days so far. But I'm just California is feeding me with all new content every day, and God bless Gavin Newsom because he's full of it. So I get to talk about something every day, and I just love it. It's really fun.
And you do it in such an engaging way with logic and humor and entertainment and so forth. And there's no way in the world that you could get bored watching one of Ramin's videos. Like you can get bored listening to the Saturday special, right?
No, this is fun. By the way, I love the sound of my voice on this microphone. I love it. I'm an old radio hack, too, so I dig stuff like this.
God dang. Well, you know, the one thing, maybe they'll come up with a way. I don't know of any podcast. You're a great podcaster. But I don't know of any podcasts that are like talk radio because there's a built-in latency. With digital media.
Yeah.
So you can't really tell how long, whether it's going to be 1 second or whether it's going to be 45 seconds. So I guess it's not conducive to live talk radio. So this should be a little fun experience for you to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're a radio sort of guy to begin with it, when I connected with you, I said, I figured you've got to be incredibly busy. So, you know, you're not going to want to come to the station, but you can do it on the phone. And you said, no, I want to come to the station.
It's an amazing place. I love it.
Yeah. And so we're so happy you made it here. But let me just play a little something here.
Here. Art. Cost your family every year $150 in federal taxes for their bailouts, $325 to $600 at the gas pump from cap and trade, $72 to $90 in property taxes until 2065, and now they want $225 to $450 more in a new sales tax. That's over $800 a year for a train that's half empty. A bag of Cheetos adds a penny, but a penny on everything else that you buy. That's $450 a year in San Francisco. They already burned through $2.1 billion, and they still can't pay their bills. Enough. Here's what BART, cost your family every year. $150 in federal taxes for their bailouts. $325 to $600 at the gas pump from cap and trade. $72 to $90 in property taxes until 2065. And now they want $225 to $450 more in a new sales tax. That's over $800 a year. For a train that's half empty, a bag of Cheetos adds a penny. But a penny on everything else that you buy. That's $450 a year in San Francisco. They already burned through $2.1 billion, and they still can't pay their bills. Enough. Here's what Bart cost your family.
It's the same video.
Yeah. $150 in federal taxes.
Why is it running?
It's a short. You're watching a short.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, this is the kind of stuff that you do. And I'm looking at... if you send me an email, mz@kosco.com, I'll send you back a link so that you can connect to all of Ramin's videos. People have been calling already, and I think it might be because you put out something. Here goes another one. Should we take one? Here's an 805. Let's just take it. Hello, this is KSCO. You're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, this is Frank Steveland. I had a question for Ramin.
Oh, okay. And where did you – you're in Area 805, so you're in California somewhere?
Yeah,
or not
yep.
necessarily. And yep, how yep, how yep. is it that you are calling right now?
I watch him on YouTube.
And have you ever heard of our radio station?
Yeah, I used to be in Santa Cruz.
Oh, okay. Go. Okay, good. You're like so many people who have – sold out of Santa Cruz because it's a very expensive place. And if you're lucky enough to have owned property here, then you sell out for a fortune. You move someplace else and buy something.
I know, right?
Is that what happened to you?
Similar.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead and ask Ramin.
Okay.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. It's Frank Steveland here.
Hey, Frank.
I had a quick question. Through all of the investigative stuff you've done, what's been the most topic that was the most surprising that you didn't expect to find?
I gotta say, these PG&E taxes and stuff they're tacking on to our bills, and the way PG&E is getting away with murder is one of my favorite ones. I got one for you though too. I just found out recently that Netflix our state local governments are now going to be doing a Netflix tax on us. So I think it's going to jack up your Netflix from $13 to $16, so $3 a month. For streaming services. So
you're that's kidding
me. Yeah, it's coming to a theater near you.
see who besides Ramin tells you this kind of knows about this kind of stuff. He makes it his passion to learn about this and to tell us about
it. I'm just getting angry at what they're doing to us. California has taken us for a ride, and every time they run out of money, they want to come back for more, and they run out of money because they keep spending it.
Well, we appreciate you. The Steveland family here watches your videos all the time. So keep up the good work.
Thank you, Frank. Right. Appreciate your call.
It looks like we have thank you, Frank.
You know that. Can I say?
Yeah, go ahead. But David in Palm Springs, hold on. Amy's going to talk
just a second. I just say a little bit of things. So yesterday I was watching the video about the camera, the book tour, the things.
Which one?
Kamala's book tour.
Harris.
Oh, come on.
Kamala.
Paying for it.
Okay, yeah.
You're paying for it, and so am I.
That's what I'm talking about. Nobody talk about that, And then that, I said, that's really something. I was watching the whole thing about. I think you did an interview with some people, the California issue or something, the Indian guy we interviewed.
Yeah, with
video.
Siamak Karami. Yeah, you know Siamak.
I know Siamak. I met him in Los Angeles.
And he's been on the Saturday special too.
Yeah,
he
interviewed lots of officials.
But
I'm talking about,
I think, very highly
to talk about the corruption, the system, things. That's only free speech can fight corruption.
The Kamala thing, President Trump took out her Secret Service detail because now she's not a vice president anymore. So she went to Gavin Newsom and he signed off on this. She's got 30 to 40. They won't tell us how many because they won't comment on her current detail. But 30 to 40 CHP officers that are with her every single day on this tour. And an average CHP salary is $150,000 to $175,000 a year. So just get in the middle, $160,000 plus overtime, plus travel, plus hotels, airplane tickets, food, so forth and so on. You're looking at $12 million. That's a bill that you and I are paying.
Why?
For a private citizen.
Why?
Who is promoting her book to quote-unquote sold-out stadiums.
It's crazy, but why? There must be some justification.
Approved by the Gavin Newsom.
It's approved by your buddy,
Gavin. Why? Talking about?
I don't know.
That's corruption. That's corruption the system. The only free speech, you talk about that and then can fight. And the free speech is supposed to guarantee by Constitution. That's what I understand.
But where
is it now?
I appreciate the free speech so much. And, you know, of course, everybody's heard about the war in Iran. I got so many comments on that about the gas price, so forth and so on. But you look at what you have here in the United States. We are an amazing country with the Second Amendment. You have gun rights. If the citizens of Iran had gun rights, they wouldn't be mowed down, and 40,000 people wouldn't be mowed down with machine guns at a protest. Imagine that going on in Los Angeles. That would be right in your backyard. And I understand your history as well, Amy. So we've seen the devastation, right? We've seen no free speech. Mm-hmm. Now having the free speech, it's such a huge liberty, and it's amazing. And I love that. So we don't teach history anymore in high school. My favorite class was that in 10th grade, History of the United States, which was, you know, civics essentially, right? The Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the documents that Franklin wrote. These are some amazing documents that have withstood the test of time. This is the 250th year of America's birthday, right? Mm-hmm. And look how long they've stood through thin and thick and people going against them, so forth and so on. And all these, we have these such forces at play in America right now. And what a great document that we have that we can adhere our lives to.
Okay, now let's go to David in Palm Springs about the governor. Go ahead, David. You're on KSCO.
How are you, Ramin?
David, what's shaking?
Hey, I tell you, next time you're in Coachella Valley, stop on by. I got food at my restaurant.
I love it. Okay, I definitely will.
Just want you to know that I appreciate your views and your directions that you're heading, and I love them. And I'm just curious, where do you think, what should we pick? Who should we pick for our next governor? Or are you ready to make that statement yet?
I have not met with Steve Hilton. So I'll give you my raw opinion, okay? I met Chad Bianco. I did a video on him prior to meeting him and talked about the whole BLM kneeling. And his, I saw a Carl DeMaio video about him saying, I was praying for my troops. And they, you know, said, we'll pray. Okay, I'll take him at his word for that. I met him in person. What a great guy. He's a guy you can sit across the table with and have a beer, have a conversation. I haven't met Hilton yet, though. What turned me off of Hilton was the debate. He came out swinging against his Republican buddy, okay? And I know you're against each other right now, fine. But you didn't see the Democrats slinging mud at each other, right? The Republican, the first thing he said was something against Chad Bianco. My conversation with Chad Bianco, he never slung any mud. He said Hilton's a good guy, which is commendable, right? So I haven't met Hilton. Somebody's supposed to arrange an interview with me, with him sometime. I'm going to meet with Mayor Matt Mahan, who's my local mayor. But I've also said some negative things about Matt Mahan, about his homelessness situation. He was the guy who came in on the homeless ticket and said, hey, you know, I'm going to reduce homelessness. Under his watch, under his tutelage, 276 extra homeless people appeared in San Jose after having spent all this money on it. And I know 276 people, no big deal, but that just measures that we didn't fight homelessness. We increased homelessness. And I don't know. So I'm not ready to put my, hang my hat on anybody's ticket yet. I like Chad Bianco a lot. Some stuff that's been recently happening with the whole citizenship route for illegal immigrants. I'm okay with some of that. I'm not okay with a lot of it. However, I want a guy who's going to come in there and tear some things up in our Sacramento offices. And Hilton seems like a good candidate. Bianco seems like a good candidate. I can't for the life of me understand why Porter is at the top in the polls. She's polling at like 14 or 15% right along with Chad and Hilton. I can't imagine people voting for her, but she's out there. But right now, I don't have a hat to hang on yet. So stand by. I'll let you know shortly.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate everything you do. And I also used to live up in the Santa Cruz area, and I listen to your station often. So thank you.
Oh, great. Thanks. Thank you, David. In. Yeah, appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Okay. You. So, yeah, there goes David in Palm Springs, who I guess used to be more of a Santa Cruz and
a lot of people were here before. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. So being in the mortgage business,
okay.
You originate mortgages.
I do.
You've been doing it for quite a while.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And when did you start thinking about using a digital media platform?
All right. I'm going to blame Alec Hansen. He's our chief marketing officer at Loan Depot. So we, you know, everybody has Zoom meetings and stuff. So a lot of people turn off their cameras because they're afraid of what they look like, or they haven't combed their hair, or they're not wearing a shirt. And he challenged us to turn on your damn cameras during the Zoom calls. I said, okay, fine, I'll turn on my camera. And I did. So every time I was in a meeting, I would have my hair brushed, and I would have a couple shirts extra laying around so I could throw on a shirt and look good, look decent for a meeting. And then he challenged us to get on Instagram and Facebook and, you know, the TikToks or whatever, start talking about the mortgage game. So I took it upon myself and I said, okay, I'll come up with content. But, of course, that content is very limited in scope. You know, I can only advise you so many ways to save on your mortgage or save on your taxes. And then, again, like I told you, I was doing that for about a year and a half. And then I got angry with the PG&E and the water bill, and I started going at it. So that's what got me into this Ramin Real Talk. It was Real Talk because it was a real estate talk, but now it's Real Talk because it's real talk. So.
And it's not necessarily limited to real estate. I guess people with assets are going to naturally gravitate to you.
Prop 19 was a big one.
Huge.
People really talked about that. That was a big blowout video.
And to this day, so many people don't realize that Prop 19 gutted Prop 13.
Right? So if you want to put on your tinfoil hat, I'll say that this is some kind of worldwide scheme. If you look at Britain, they've also got their own version of Prop 19. Theirs is £1 million. So a farmer, a family who has a farm, can only transfer up to £1 million of wealth to the next generation. And I don't know. When I came over here, my father wants to give me his wealth. I want to give it to my, you know, my future beneficiaries or whatever it is, right? So you kind of build on the people that you had before you come in here. This defeats this whole generational wealth principle. I can only transfer a home, one home, and I got to make it that home has to be the child's primary home. So imagine this.
It didn't used to be that way under
no,
Prop 13. Prop 19,
Prop 19,
which was sold to us under false pretenses.
As the
they snuck that stuff
thing.
In.
Yeah, and this is not fair. They're doing a lot of these sneak attacks. They'll sneak mm-hmm. bills in. You saw the new vehicle mileage tax. That was now that's snuck in on top of your home. So it's a VMT. It's a vehicle mileage transfer tax that's built into the home price now. If you build a new home construction, the state wants you to figure out how far your constituents are going to drive, and they'll charge you up to $136,000 extra fees on top of that house. So we already have exorbitant prices in California. Now you're slapping on another fee on top of your house. Where are your kids going to buy a home? How? That's why everybody's moving to Arizona, to Nevada, to Florida, to Texas. Your kids can't afford to live here, period. Yeah,
so those are lawmakers that deliberately use the language people, common people, you know, they don't understand. So they sneak in. It's like a pretending cancer cell, pretending the normal cell.
Exactly.
So you just bought it. You wrote it. You didn't know. Then afterwards, what's going on?
That's a great analogy,
yeah.
The cancer cell. It is an actual tumor. It is malignant, and it's growing. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, here's another thing that's not going on. Read. Read the damn ballots. But recently I found out that one of the tactics the Democrats use to defeat bills is the Attorney General is in charge of naming the bills. So he could name this vehicle mileage tax as something like, hey, how to get vegetables growing in your garden tax, whatever. and people will go, oh, that's great. But then they don't read the bill. They just read the title. And then it's over. Another tactic they use is they'll put two bills side by side. They'll say the vehicle mileage tax, and the other one's fix your roads and firefighters' ability to drive their vehicles or something. They're like, okay, I'll vote for the firefighter thing. That defeats the road one, whatever. Mm. So they have these dirty tricks they play.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate they play
really?
These dirty tricks.
We're
not children, right? We're adults. But anyway, this voting thing.
So is that done primarily in California, or
everywhere.
Is that a standard?
Everywhere. That's how you get these pork belly bills snuck into Senate, you know, and the what was that? the Inflation Reduction Act. Really? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
So they sneak things in. The pet
inflation
projects.
Causing act. God. My head is swimming. Okay, so you do all of this research on your own. Does your wife help you?
She, unfortunately, God bless her heart, okay? I do mortgages. I do this YouTube stuff. And I also teach two classes at Kenyatta College. So during the day, I'm a mortgage guy. At night, I'll have to sit and watch some TV to understand what's happening. I feed myself YouTube like you're doing. And if I see something that makes me angry, I write it down. And so that's my next video. So I'm always just cruising YouTube to see what's going on in California. And stuff makes me angry all the time. This is just insanity. This bag ban that just, you know, we recently had the plastic bag ban.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was shopping the other day. She had Smart and Final. She sends me a picture of Smart and Final is selling plastic bags for 10 cents each. So let me get this straight. You ban plastic bags. You make me break my eggs out of this paper bag every time I take them out from the car. And right next to the paper bags, I can buy a 10-cent plastic bag. Wait a second. What happened to this ban? What happened to the clean California stuff? So things like this make me angry. Another thing I just saw, you know, gas prices are going up, right? This Iran war is causing the Strait of Hormuz to be closed. So the oil that was flowing to China is no longer flowing to China as before. So China has to get it from other suppliers. Well, that's going to drive the supply down. They're going to eat it, mm-hmm. right? So gas prices are going up. Well, guess what the Department of, I think, Energy in California just posted last night? Gas prices are a normal thing. We should be transitioning to clean energy anyway, and you should be on an electric grid shortly, so we really don't care. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what they said. And I was, what the hell is going on? So actually, on the way back to San Jose today, I'm stopping in front of the gas station. And I'm going to shoot a video there with this craziness. So California doesn't care about you and me. They don't. They want us to be electric. But on what grid? The grid doesn't support it. Was it Gavin Newsom said, don't plug your cars in at the same time? We can't even support it. But they want us off this gas stuff. Well, guess what, Mr. Democrat guy? Your stuff that comes to the grocery store comes on a truck, dude. Okay? And that truck takes fuel to bring over. They're shutting down all the gas refineries here, making it hard for people to make gas in California. And guess where our gas is coming from? Jamaica. Jamaica on a ship that runs on, let me see, crude oil. Okay? So this California green policy stuff, pie in the sky, it's ridiculous. And it's not true, and we're shooting ourselves in the foot.
Yeah, but then nobody talk about that. The bad thing is
well,
nobody.
We're talking about it in talk radio today.
Yeah.
And I think it should be talked about in talk radio just like it's talked about on YouTube.
Do you watch Adam Carolla at all?
Yeah.
Yes.
Once in a while. Yeah.
Something that was very cool. He had the transportation secretary on there, Duffy.
Yeah.
And he is saying Californians have this pie in the sky dream. They have ideology. They want everybody to ride bicycles, and they think we should look like Europe with the bullet trains. So they're imagining somebody traveling 300 miles an hour through the wine country, and the next stop has a bunch of guys on bicycles who want to get onto this bullet train. We're not a bicycle person city, okay? We're not built for bicycles. California was built with freeways, I-5, 99, 101, huge distances apart. Like you work in Riverside, you work in Los Angeles. You're not going to ride your bike to work. Maybe in San Jose you can a few times here and there, but it's not a bike culture. So these pie-in-the-sky dreams, they don't pan out. And it's just fantasy. It really is.
Do you think I want to ask you a question. Do you get attacked?
No.
Do you ever get attacked by what you say on your YouTube?
Sometimes in the comments section, one or two times.
What's an example?
You misrepresent this. This is not really the way it is. Well, everything I say, honestly, I fact check everything, and I don't put anything out. That's why I put the cuts of other people's videos in there. Like I'll put the news channel in there. I'll put California Insider, Carl DeMaio, because other people are saying the same things I'm saying, right? They're just the way I say them hasn't been said before. So I try to prove myself every single time. I don't just put out something with no content in it, right? I'm trying to corroborate my sources and find different ways of saying it. So anyway,
that's what makes it more journalism and less opinion.
It's not opinion. It's straight up facts. And right. I'm just giving you, I'll give a ha 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 on it because that's, just like, that's my spin. But I want to give you facts from multiple sources to say the same damn things I'm saying, which is absolutely true. So, yeah, a little bit of attack.
So you think YouTube, they will censor you?
I don't know. So this is a journey.
It hasn't happened yet. It
hasn't happened yet. What I did slow down in February. So we grabbed about 30,000 subscribers in December, which is huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
And another 30,000 or so in January. But then February slowed way down. And it's all YouTube's pushing my videos to new eyeballs or not, which is great. I appreciate YouTube for all they do. But it's a game for me because I try to figure out what that makes me challenged. But what do people want to hear? And the majority of the stuff that people want to hear, at least from my channel, are the utilities companies screwing us, are the gas prices screwing us, and the laws that these Democrat lawmakers are putting into place where they're taking away our rights and our abilities to actually live. You guys live here. You know how hard it is, right? I mean, I'm sure everybody on the radio here listening to, how many times did you cut back on going out to eat last month? Okay? It's just more expensive.
All of the restaurants that are going
also
out of business,
especially,
you know, demonstrate that.
Oh, yeah. All the small restaurants, they just facing that, really. And then another thing that no longer we can fight the monopoly, just like PGE, you know, because it's before you have the weapons, you have the constitution rights. Like right now, we don't have any right. No. So they can do anything they wanted.
Well, California has a thing called the California Public Utilities Commission, CPUC.
Mm-hmm.
Go on their website right now, and the five, the governing governors, whatever they're called, are all appointed by
Newsom.
150% Newsom.
Yeah.
Newsom, Newsom, Newsom. And then what happens when they leave this PUC?
Mm-hmm.
Guess where they go to work? PG&E. And what happens when you leave PG&E? Oh, you get nominated to go work at the CPUC. It's a revolving door. Revolving door. Revolving door. And this guy, Newsom, he must hate California. He hated San Francisco. He took it down. Okay? He hates California. He's taking us down. One failed policy after another. God bless him for his hair. Oh, my God. He looks good with his hair. I love it. I wish I had that much hair, but I don't. And he's good looking, but that's it. He is a failed governor. And I hope history will show that. And people, if he runs for president, I would love it because he's got so many videos people are going to put out about him. Just being a failed person. He's a failed governor.
But don't you think he's got a good crack at being elected if he is the nominee?
This is what
all you need to do, and he's very good at this, you have to admit, is hate Trump very effectively.
That's not
That's
a policy.
All you got to do.
So you get everybody.
It's not a policy. But
anybody hate Trump will vote for him.
Yeah.
That's what you say.
Okay,
right?
So in my neighborhood, I think I live in San Jose, and most I went trick-or-treating with my friend's son in Palo Alto. Everybody had Harris Walz signs up on their lawn, so there was no way you'd be a Trump person in there. I put a Trump sign in my front yard. And then for 24, I put a Trump flag on my garage. My wife was like, please take it down. Nobody's gonna. Every morning I'd get up and go outside, and I'd be working in the front yard or something. A neighbor would walk by with their thumbs up and saying, good job, you know, kind of whispering so nobody else could hear them. Every single day, a new person would come by and give me a thumbs up. So there's a lot of people, I think, in America who love Trump, but just can't say it vocally.
Okay? That's what Amy told me. That's exactly
Santa Cruz, you know, not too far, just across the street. He put a Trump sign. Remember, they just took her out, and some people.
Oh, Alex's place.
Yes. Remember that?
Yeah.
And also, some people put a very bad sign in this station.
Wow.
Called Nazi.
Oh, really?
That kind of thing. Interesting. Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. What's wrong? I came here in 1978. I lived next to Castle Air Force Base. I'd see B-52s flying every single day. KC-135s refueling them. I loved that. I mean, what's wrong with loving America, for crying out loud? Right. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, my late husband's a B-52 bomber.
Really?
Yeah. He gave up the scholarship from Germany coming here to join because they'd be liberated.
He was a pilot or was he a bomber?
He's a pilot.
Wow, awesome. B-52. Love it. Thank you for his service. Yeah. I appreciate it. That's awesome.
So he just gave up the scholarship in medical school and coming here because he said that American soldier go to the concentration camp, liberate them. So he had to pay back.
Love it.
Had to do that.
I love,
love this
it.
Country.
I love this country.
Yeah.
I do. And I don't understand why MAGA sucks. MAGA doesn't suck. Make America great again.
Why people say that? Yep. I don't know why.
You know, I relate that to caveman, right? Imagine you're a caveman back in the good old days with dinosaurs and, you know, saber-tooths running around. You're in your cave. Your family's in the back of the cave. If somebody new comes in from the outside world, you're going to be like, hey, dude, you don't belong here. I'm gonna keep my family. Make my family first, okay? If there's a tiger out there, you're not going to tell this stranger. So this is what Make America Great is to me. It goes back to the instinctual lizard brain that we have, survival first. You don't tear down your own home to let the outside world come in. This is our home. Let's keep this home.
So it sounds like you're not concerned that Newsom will become the next president. I'm very concerned about it.
I don't see it. But here's my concern. I told you about the polls in California with Katie Porter. I don't understand how anybody who's seen any glimpse of the internet would vote for Katie Porter. But she's polling at 14%, right along with Chad Bianco and Steve Hilton. Okay? She's the person that walked out of an interview. She's the person that threw potatoes at her husband, hot potatoes. She's the person that yelled at her staff for walking into an interview to give her a document. Yelled. You want that person in charge of this state? We say it's the fourth largest economy, okay? You want that person who's never run a company, who's never done anything, to be in charge of this budget? Impossible. But yeah, Gavin Newsom could. And I think Harris is running, too, I believe, that she's going to be in the mix. And so is AOC. God bless them all.
All you got to do is hate Trump, and you have a huge chance
really?
Of success.
Really? You still think?
Yes, I do think that. God, I hope I'm wrong.
How many people don't like Trump or hate Trump? Do you know?
It's a mind virus. It's a virus, man. It really
it's
is.
It's a mental illness.
Wow.
Yeah, a mind virus. Okay. We're talking with Raman Ekhtiyar.
Thank you. There you go. Yep.
Right.
Okay. And he has a wonderful YouTube channel that you gotta watch. Okay. Now, if you want to call in, should I invite callers?
Giddy
people
up.
Have been calling. Yeah. 831-479-1080. But here is Steve in Santa Cruz. You're on, Steve.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I just want to say what an excellent show. Two quick comments about Governor Newsom. The guy is, well, unfortunately, the Democrats will do anything that they're told to do. And anybody that would vote for Governor Newsom doesn't really pay attention to what he does. When L.A. Pacific Palisades burned to the ground, I think his comment when interviewed was he got up on stage and said, it's global warming. You know, it's like the most ridiculous, idiotic, moronic statement he could have made. It was proven that it was mismanaged by the L.A. Fire chief, the woman that was, you know, that was fast-tracked into that position and unqualified for it.
DEI hired.
Yeah, DEI hire that was out of the country. The other thing I wanted to say, that really hits home for people in L.A. because the place is still burned to the ground. What, 2 years later, it still is a disaster. It's a homeless mecca. The other thing is I lived and worked in San Francisco for 10 years in the dot-com 90s. And you know, I wasn't a fan of Willie Brown, but he kept the city together more or less. And when Newsom came in, it was unbelievable the quality of life, how it just degraded, and the homeless population exploded. The drug problems got worse, and the weird thing was, he cleaned it up when the Chinese prime minister came over. You know,
just what Amy predicted.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, overnight, honest and gone.
I don't know if you've seen the videos of that. There were no American flags there. There were all Chinese red flags up and down San Francisco. Shocking.
Yeah.
He let the citizens of San Francisco, who pay a lot of money for rent living up there, live in this kind of squalor and urine-infested town.
You guys have poop maps.
When he had to make things straighten things up, he was able to actually do something. So he's an empty suit. The guy's an empty suit.
But he's a very effective Trump hater.
Yep.
Wouldn't you agree?
That's all they have.
That's all they need.
I knew him very well from beginning. Because I went to San Francisco in 1982 things. So I worked the company and the co-worker was dating with him. Wow. And they all from a Marine County, that high school. I call them San Francisco oligarch. Because they all married to each other. Yeah, true. You know, Barbara Boxer's daughter and married to Hillary's brother. You know, really? Go to White House to have a wedding.
Okay, that's my next video.
All kind of things, you know. And so that time he ran for the first city council. We all give him $50 to support him because he say that he's a Republican in Democrat. San Francisco.
That time,
he's supporting small business, everything, you know, so we think it was good, you know. But I knew him before. He couldn't even graduate that high school. They had to transfer him to Redwood City.
According to him, he can't read.
Yeah, because he said, yes, yeah, that's true. He said because the family divorce, everything make him, mentally disabled. To learning things, whatever it is. So that
Michael,
time was.
Michael,
Steve,
Michael,
what's up?
Michael, one last thing. During Trump's speech, which was really well done last week, and the Democrats refused to stand up for anyone, including the lovely woman that was murdered on the train. Yeah. They wouldn't stand up for her parents. They wouldn't do anything. And I thought, you know, the reason they don't stand up is because they don't stand for anything. Literally.
Well, they proved that. He said, do you stand for the citizens who elected you? Stand up. Mm-hmm. And they didn't.
They don't stand.
They don't stand for anything. The only thing they have is hatred for Trump, but they don't stand for anything. If people reelect the Democrats, I don't know, I guess we get what we deserve. I'm sorry. But they're just great liars.
You know, one other thing that there were interviews done. Jesse Waters' guy, what's his name, Johnny, went and did some interviews on the spot with the senators who didn't stand up. One of them really angered me, Mark Kelly. This guy is a former Navy veteran, and he's an astronaut for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. And he swore two oaths, one for the Senate thing and one for his when he joined the Navy. You swore to the Constitution of the United States, and he said, "That's what I swore to." Yeah. What does the Constitution say? We, the people of the United States of America, not we, the outside of my cave people, right? And the Declaration of Independence says the same thing. We, the people. So,
yeah. Yeah. Fetterman's the only decent guy in that whole group right now. So, at least he's kind of coming around. Hey, thanks for a great show. Thanks, Michael.
Okay, you bet. Nice to talk to you, Steve, here. It looks like, is this Duffy?
Yeah.
Duffy, you're on the air.
Wow, that was quick. Hey, one of the things I wanted to bring up about Newsom was when Trump flew over to inspect the Palisades fire, he said, hey, take me by the bullet train, this fast track. One single track plane. And I think they got about $20 billion to do that train. And not a, and
30, he's got, $31
billion. Thank you.
But they've completed it. You know that. They finished it. It's a stealth train. It's invisible and you can't see it, but it's running.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You have the floor, Duffy.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, I just see he's got no receipts for all this federal money that he's gotten. And That's why Trump ain't sending him any more money until he comes up with receipts, right? So it'd be like you hiring me to build a fence and give me $5,000, right? And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, hey, where's my fence? And, I need more money. I need money for materials, right? Yeah. But I don't have any receipts for the $5,000 that you gave me before, right?
Right, 100%. You know, we borrowed $31 million from the federal government for our EDD fraud during COVID. We were sending money to Nigerian princes, et cetera, so forth and so on. We borrowed $31 billion from the feds, and we're doing an interest-only loan back to them. So we're only making interest payments on that. We spent $24 billion on homelessness, and that got worse, of course. We went from 150,000 homeless to 187,000 homeless in the time that they spent our $24 billion. We spent $31 or $36 billion on that train to nowhere, which is not going anywhere. Your buddy Newsom just signed over $580 million to BART, a train that's declining in ridership all the time. So we're spending another they just burned through $1.5 billion, I think. So we're giving them the check for another $600 million, basically. But anyway, this is where your money's going. And you know what angers me about that? That's my money and your money. That's the money you're not spending on Friday night going taking your wife out to dinner. That's the money that you're not, you know, buying any more tri-tip with. Whatever. That's your money that you were supposed to keep in your pocket. We have the highest tax rate in the United States. We have the highest taxes. We have the highest registration fees. We have the lowest education of all the rest of the country. And you're sitting here asking me for more money. So that's what really angers me here.
Duffy, thanks for calling 479-1080. Appreciate it. So, Ramin, what did I want to ask you that was so important? This is... You ask it, Amy.
You want to go on the train?
You want to go to the train?
Yeah. I don't know. It'll come to
all
me.
Right.
It'll come to me. In the meantime, you guys.
About Newsom and Trump. So this is another thing that kind of makes me a little bit angry. So whoever's married out there, who has ever got kids, think about this. If your child goes to your neighbor's house and starts talking smack about you as their father or you as their uncle, whatever, you'd be pretty angry. So here we have a California governor who's going to Davos and going to Germany Security Council and saying, don't worry about Trump. He's only temporary. It's like your daughter going on and saying, don't worry about my dad. He's going to be dead in a couple of years, so don't worry about that.
Jesus.
So here you are airing your laundry to the world and on a world stage. And then what struck me at the German conference was Gavin Newsom is sitting there with a Portuguese representative and an Australian miner. He mines minerals, so he's looking for money. And then there was some guy from some Pacific islands. But the Portuguese gal, and mind you, Portugal, a great country that it is, when you go to a house in Portugal, you put a card in the wall so you can get electricity, just like you do at your hotel rooms, for instance, right? This is a country that doesn't have electricity like we do. And they're counting, they're saying, it's so sad that California is in the demise because we can't get our green energy from California anymore. No more subsidies or whatever it is that we were giving back to the rest of the world. I don't want to give back to the rest of the world. How about the rest of the world gives back to me a little bit, okay? We're here. We've been paying the world's bills for the past 30, 40 years. And Trump has just basically come in and said, no, we're not going to pay for NATO. We're not going to pay for your security conferences. We're done. And I loved Rubio's speech. I think Rubio's speech was amazing at that. He said, we would like to hold hands and go forward with you. But if you don't come with us, we're still moving forward. End of story. That's great.
So I don't understand. They invited the Newsom, or he just got
he goes on a plane.
Huh?
No, they didn't. He was not invited.
I represent the America. Who is he? He's just
nobody,
a governor.
Right?
He's nothing.
But to Davos thing, he went with George Soros.
Alex.
Alex Soros.
And then you say that he's, California is a big sixth economy in the world.
Fourth largest now.
Whatever, different country. It's like a country he's representing. Yeah. Who gave him a right to say that or go there?
Well,
I'm wondering about.
Wasn't he acting presidential, United States presidential when he went to China a few months ago?
Oh, yeah. Now,
they invited him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, invited him. They, he
so that's a
like
different
a,
deal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, red carpet. Everything is like he already president.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I'm the next one. So right now, I'm just unbelievable, yeah.
John in Santa Cruz is up next. John, mm-hmm. You're on the air. Oh, I bet I should turn you up. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Yeah, I've been listening to the program this morning, and I'm really amazed and impressed that you have Ramin on here. And this is what you need to be having on this local radio station or talk show. It's somebody like the quality of Ramin and also Carl DeMaio talking about the specifics of California.
Someone needs to take charge and make more of that happen. You know, I'm sort of semi-retired, you know. And the reason I did it is because I was so impressed with Ramin's YouTube channel that I said, hey, I got to get this guy on. And I didn't think he'd come to the radio station, but I'm happy that he did.
I'm glad I did.
Yeah, it's really great. So here's the thing that I think about is that we need to turn California around.
Yes, sir.
We need to win some elections here, and this is how we're going to do it with people like Ramin, Carl DeMaio, and people like that. I watch you guys' YouTube channels all the time.
Thank you.
And you guys have a voice there. It's really powerful. Other than the usual whining and complaining about, you know, things, California and Gavin Newsom, you guys really have a positive thing to say and how we can move forward and just kind of identify the facts and clarify them for people that don't understand things at all in California. I talk to people all the time, other parts of the country, say, oh, Newsom's great because he hates Trump, you know. But they don't understand who Newsom is.
Yeah,
you guys really find it really, really well, you know.
Yeah.
So. Kudos to you, and hey, let's have more people like this on the show.
I appreciate you.
Well, I think talk radio can play a role, as it has in the past, in bettering our country. Yeah. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it can't. I mean, maybe it's only social media.
This is the original social media.
It is.
You're not wrong.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
What,
you're
before,
not wrong.
Before social media.
It actually plays an important role in all of our...
Why don't we have... Why aren't there any talk shows that are like this? They're just talk shows about bitch. You know,
I don't know.
The host bitches, and the callers bitch, you know?
Well, the thing is, that doesn't really matter. It's your talk show, the talk show we're having right now. That's what matters. It doesn't matter what else is happening anywhere else. This is really important stuff, and it really matters, and it's reaching people, period, you know, in Santa Cruz especially, and places like this where people are just locked in or something else. What?
Where are you calling from?
Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz, awesome.
Yeah. So let's have more of this, and let's kind of figure out how, like, we're just going to turn the state around and put it back to where we can want to be here and want to live here to really the best place to live.
So,
you know, that's what
I just I told you about the Trump flag I had in front of my house. And what came to me on that one, what I've learned from that is my neighbors were secretly giving me thumbs up so the other neighbors don't see. People that are walking their dogs and so forth and so on. So I think there's a lot of like-minded individuals out here. We're just afraid to speak up. And I invite everybody to talk to your neighbor. Talk to your coworker, talk to your uncle who hasn't come to your house since then, COVID or whatever, since Trump came in office or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Just have these conversations with them, because you'll find that most are receptive to the message. And I want things to get worse. I love it. I want gas prices to be at $12. I cannot wait, okay? Because then it's going to hit people in the pocketbook, and then you're going to be like, how do we get here?
Uh-huh.
I've been telling you how we got here,
yeah.
Dude.
So sometimes... things getting worse. Just
I love Mamdani. Mamdani is the best thing that can happen
to
democracy.
I agree with you. I agree with you. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's
Keep
a good
going.
Thing. When they do crazy things, it's a good thing because
they show their true
people
colors.
Who aren't mentally ill will realize
It's not mental. I think it's just these pie-in-the-sky ideology. I want a perfect world, and I want everybody to get along. Sorry, dude. Everybody doesn't get along. You know, us in the Middle East, how many times have we failed in the Middle East? Iraq, Libya, Jordan, Syria, you name it. Dude, the people in the Middle East have a different attitude than people in the Western states. Why? Because they've raised differently. They have a whole different mentality about things. So we can't apply the same principles we do here over there. It just doesn't work. So, you know, come back to America, fix our house. And I love Trump for fixing everything. It's great.
Yes.
He is really fixing things, and I hope he have more of that in California.
I want to amplify what you guys just said a minute ago. Oh, God, I don't even have time because there's less than a minute. There's less than we'll do it next hour. You're listening to a wonderful YouTuber that I have discovered and wanted to share with our KSCO audience. That's Ramin, and he's our guest on the Saturday special today. He will be with us next hour and hopefully the hour afterwards.
100%.
Right here on KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose, your favorite radio station. And stay with us back in 6 minutes.